Why don't you go to your Columbus State page?
Okay.
So then we can sit there. What do you have left to do?
Anna Aquino is the mother of two former ECOD students. Her 17-year-old daughter, Isabella, is back in traditional school at Canal Winchester High, although the senior takes just three traditional classes before heading home for online college courses. As she uses her old ECOD computer to study sociology, Isabella admits she misses the ECOT teachers.
My algebra teacher, she was emailed me back like outside of my classroom where she was saying like, hey, you know, do you need any more help? She genuinely cared that she knew I was struggling in some areas for algebra. So she came back and followed up with me.
Isabella thought she would be in an engaging classroom setting in Canal Winchester to study math, but she found herself alone in front of a computer.
Thought I was missing social. They were putting me in front of a computer.
Anna Aquino says overall, the district has been helpful.
Right away, Canal Winchester schools were great. They have gone out of their way to make adjustments for her.
When ECOT closed, Aquino says she first considered another online charter school, but then she hired a tutor for Isabella.
I never received a phone call. I never received a letter saying, how are you doing? What's going on? As a parent and as a taxpayer, I felt like they just kicked my children to the curb and they didn't care.
The Ohio Department of Education disagrees. In a statement, a spokesperson said students had several options to choose from. They could enroll in another community or charter school, including one that's online, enroll in their district school, open enroll into another district, prepare for a high school equivalency test, enroll in a private school, or homeschool. The department is still analyzing where former ECOT students transferred. While Isabella is back in a traditional school, her mom decided to homeschool her younger daughter, who's in the seventh grade. She's invested $300 for books.
This is her chemistry. This is anatomy.
Aquino says it was a difficult adjustment, but now her seventh grader is thriving.
I think that we have seen some amazing things with homeschooling and home education. When I talk about the co-op, we would have never, I mean, I'm a writer and my husband's more artsy. We would have never discovered my child had the science bent at all. Even in a normal school, we wouldn't.
Aquino says she values the educational experience her children received at ECOT. She just wishes state officials had not closed the school so quickly, even though an investigation needed to take place.
It seemed to me that it was about shutting it down and making a point more than my child's education. And that's where I have an issue with the state.